And now, Lorenzo Jones. Lorenzo, now an officer in his wife Belle's dress designing company, is forgetting his disappointment over the failure to sell his talking clock invention because Caboose Carr claims it had been stolen from him. Construction has been going forward on the two new rooms being added to the Joneses' dining room to house the new company. Hectic days because of the disagreement between Lorenzo and the contractor, Harry Hunter, about who's boss of the job. Lorenzo, as secretary and building superintendent, is in a position to give orders. On the other hand, he's hired himself out to the contractor as laborer and is, therefore, subject to the contractor's orders. Lorenzo has to earn money somehow before Bell's financial backer, Grace Deaver, returns and finds that he, as an officer of the firm, has used the firm's cash for unauthorized office equipment. Listen now as we find Lorenzo laboring away, sawing floorboards.
Hey, Lorenzo!
Oh, Harry! I've been wanting to speak to you about these floorboards.
And I got something to speak to you about, Lorenzo, and it ain't floorboards neither.
That's no way to talk to your superintendent. What's the matter?
What's the big idea of not putting up them window frames where I told you to?
Window frames?
Yeah, look. This here window's supposed to be way over there. And where is it?
Here.
Where it's got no business to be. What's the big idea?
Oh, that. Now, see, I changed my mind about where I wanted the window.
What?
No. Don't get excited, my cantankerous contractor. Nothing for you to worry about.
Nothing for me to worry about.
No.
Nothing for me to worry about.
No.
When I'm building a house and the windows keep changing around on me when I'm not looking.
But whose windows are they, I'd like to know? Who has the better right to slide these windows around than me?
Me?
I'm speaking now as secretary and building superintendent of the Bell Jones Dress Designing Company. I won't have any contractor sassing back to me about my own firm's windows.
You don't want any sass, huh?
No.
I guess you don't want that door either. That was supposed to have gone in here where you got the window now.
No. I decided to put the door over there. It's the best place, according to my algebraic computation. Saves 2 steps per day. X2 equals 4X equals 2.
Algebra or not, that's a heck of a place to put a door. And where are you going to put your cupboard then?
Huh? What cupboard?
That cupboard you said you wanted put where the door's going now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't quite made up my mind about that yet. Yeah, see, I'm inventing a brand new kind of cupboard. See, according to the law of dynamics, I'll finish the calculations when I find my slide.
Oh.
Now, don't get upset, my good man. I'll tell you ahead of time.
Look, Lorenzo, You know how your company wants this place built. I'm your contractor. I want to build it to suit you, see?
Well, of
course, when we started out, we had plans. But I ain't even looking at the plans anymore. Scraps of paper. I don't know where I'm at, scarcely.
Say, where did those plans get to, Harry? I had a couple of dozen little things marked down. I want you to kind of change around once we got started.
It's all this changing around that's getting me down, Lorenzo. Now, look, are you working for me or ain't you?
Why, Harry, of course I'm working for you as a carpenter. The same as you're working for me as a contractor. And you can depend on me to give you my utmost cooperation at any time. What do you want me to do for you, Harry? I was sawing those floorboards.
And keep on sawing like I told you to. But don't keep changing windows and doors around on me.
Yeah, okay. Keep your shirt on.
Hey, for the love of my... Them floors ain't the length I told you to saw them.
Oh, golly. I guess I forgot to mention it to you, Harry. I've decided that we'll shove this partition over about a foot, see, and make this room just 30 centimeters wider than we counted on.
You can't do that.
But are you telling me where I want my own partition?
That's just what I'm telling you, whether you like it or not. Now, look, Lorenzo, as man to man, are you sure you still want to work for me on this job?
Want to? Golly, you're the geezer who's paying me my wages. My hands are tied.
Well, ain't you got some inventing or something you ought to be doing, Lorenzo, instead of wasting my time by working for me?
Hire somebody else to work for my own wages?
Yes.
As building superintendent of my wife's firm and boss of this job, I wouldn't consider replacing myself at this stage of the game.
No.
You're my boss, but I'm yours. And besides, remember the old adage. Never change horses in the middle of the house. and besides that, I'm having a breathing spell between inventions right now while they're clearing up the patent on my talking clock, see?
Oh, okay, Lorenzo. Only a man's nerves will stand so much.
Uh-huh.
One more window jumps around and I fire you. That jumping jackrabbit, we'll see who's the boss around here.
Fire me? I'll fire you, you bandy-legged bungalow builder. What's more, that partition goes where I say.
You're darn right. And what's more, you're going to put it and no bad talk either.
You're darn... What?
Oh, golly, I never knew him to buckle down so quick.
Lorenzo, where are you, dear?
I'm out here in the annex, my good wife.
Uh-oh.
That discombobulated contractor better be scared or he'll fire him.
Lorenzo, I just got a wire from Mr. Lilly, the dressmaker. He won't be able to get here for a couple of weeks.
Good. Let that Lily of the Valley stay away from here. I got enough troubles.
Come along, dear. Gracious, I believe you're working harder than Harry is. I bet you're a big help to him.
Yeah. Ben, you know, a job like this is a cinch to an old hand like me. Of course, Harry gets kind of out of line now.
Oh, well, look, you two work together well, though, don't you?
Oh, sure. We're thick as thieves. Sisters under the sawdust, loosely speaking.
Oh, that's good, Lorenzo. You know, I've been a little bit afraid of an arrangement like this. It's sort of a delicate situation, you know, both of you being boss. We're lucky that Harry was willing to hire you instead of somebody else. He might have refused, you know. And then how would we ever have replaced that money you spent for your office furniture?
Oh, Professor Jones will find a way, you know.
Now, listen, dear. Yes. I don't mean to hold postmortems.
Hmm?
But you won't ever spend our designing company money again for something that, well, that hasn't been approved by Grace as treasurer and myself as president.
But, dear,
well,
I have...
Yes, I know you were within your rights, but we just have to be businesslike.
Me? Belle Jones, you're not only holding a postmortem, but you're holding a veritable wake over my dead and gone mistakes.
Why,
But I bowed my head to the inevitable and decided to let system have full sway hereafter in all our dealings. But in the meantime...
In the meantime, you and I will put back every cent of that furniture money before Grace knows a thing about it. If this carpenter job holds out long enough and Grace doesn't come back too soon...
Now, don't you worry about this job holding out, honey. The rate it's going, I'll be working here quite a few days yet. Alterations are taking up time, unless I have to fire Harry.
Fire Harry?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, for heaven's sake? He has the contract to build these two rooms.
Well,
and I... What?
Something seems to have collapsed. I wonder...
Lorenzo! Lorenzo! I got something to ask you.
Harry, did you fall from something?
Well, you took a tumble, huh? Well, 30 years I've known you always were a little clumsy.
Who put that trick ladder out here for a man to get up on and break his neck off of?
Ladder? What trick ladder?
This ladder. This ladder right here, that's what followed it up like a camp stool with me on top of it.
Oh, Lorenzo, isn't that the ladder you invented a long time ago?
But the Lorenzo Jones collapsible ladder doesn't collapse if you know how to work it. Why didn't you ask me before you climbed up on it without permission?
Oh, dear, you know, Lorenzo's always had trouble with that ladder.
No.
There's quite a trick to making it stay uncollapsed.
No.
Did you hurt yourself, Harry?
I never fall off it anymore very often. But say, wouldn't it be that you're starting to kind of get a black eye where you hit a plank or something coming down, Harry? You hurt?
No, I ain't hurt.
Oh, that's
just hopping mad. I'm through. I ain't going to put up with this kind of working conditions any longer.
Why, Harry, what's wrong? What kind of working conditions?
I'm begging your pardon, Mrs. Jones, but I can't work on a job where nothing stays put. Changing windows around and doors around and ladders come out of nowhere. Lorenzo, you're fired. I'm going to hire me a carpenter.
You're fired, you mean?
Now, dear.
I beg to inform you, my dear fellow, that you're the one who's through.
Oh, no.
The Belle Jones Dress Designing Company is going to get a new contract.
Now, Lorenzo, wait just a minute, will you?
I'll explain
this. Good heavens, the doorbell. I'll run and see who it is. Now, don't either of you get upset and do anything drastic until I come back.
No. I'm giving you fair warning.
Thank you very much.
That you're no longer...
Dear, look. A letter from Tipton Smith from New York.
Huh?
Yeah.
Letter? From New York millionaire backer?
Uh-huh.
Quick, please. Oh, maybe he's made up his mind. Back my talking clock invention. Oh, I'll hire a dozen new contractors.
Well, read it quick, dear.
Yeah.
Come on, see what it says.
Yeah, I will. Harry, my irritable and numbskull nail pounder, I'm pleased to tender you my resignation as workman on this little project.
Huh?
I quit. The field is all yours. I'm going to be too busy to bother with hammer and saws.
You quit. You're fired. Now, listen. I'll pay your wages, Lorenzo, and $5 bonus if you'll quit right now, instead of waiting until the 5 o'clock whistle.
$5, Harry?
Yes.
Make it six.
Lorenzo.
Done.
Lorenzo, now wait a minute.
I get myself a coffee.
What does Mr. Tipton Smith say about your talking clock invention, Is he convinced that it's really your idea, that Caboose Carr is lying when he says you stole the plan?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Miss Chickadee.
Well, now tell me, does he say it's safe to go ahead and manufacture our talking clock?
Well, now, I'll read you exactly what Mr. Tipton Smith says. I will be in Townville January 16th, that's tomorrow.
Well, yes,
it
is.
To help you prove that the original idea of the invention is yours. Then we will go ahead at once. If not, my attorneys recommend me to drop the matter entirely. Sincerely yours, J. Tipton Smith.
Lorenzo! Oh, darling, that's grand.
Belle, this is all I've been waiting for. Tomorrow, I'll be in a business so big that your dress design and business will have to move out of its new quarters. Yay, even out of the country.